This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And the fact that the federal government of the United States of America no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, March 24th. We're in hour one of the broadcast, 2018. And I've got a lot of news and information to run down. We're going to talk a little bit about the march for our lives today. And I guarantee you I've got some news and information on that one that you do not know. I can just about guarantee you that, which I think you'll find interesting. Donald Trump nominated John Bolton to National Security Advisor. I mean, why not just go ahead and nominate John McCain or Lindsey Graham? Unbelievable. I've got a lot of information I want to cover and several clips that we're going to be playing, but to get us started, we've got to talk about the ridiculous, absurd $1.3 trillion budget that Donald Trump foolishly signed yesterday. Now, everybody that listens to this broadcast knows I have little to no faith in Donald Trump, but to just gut your base like he did yesterday was really quite interesting to see. The people that went out and cheered Donald Trump on in these rallies, the masses that had never voted before but went out and voted because they wanted an end to this invasion. They wanted an end to these ridiculous wars. They wanted an end to these gigantic deficits. $1.3 trillion budget. That's the second largest ever passed. Only Barry Obama passed one bigger than that. And we're going to get into, in the first 30 minutes, some of the absurd ridiculousness that they're funding. Now, this comes from Senator Rand Paul. $12 million for scholarships for Lebanon. $20 million for Middle East Partnership Initiative Scholarship Program, whatever that is. $12 million in military funding for Vietnam. $3.5 million in nutrition assistance for Laos. $15 million in developmental assistance to China. I mean, you know, obviously somebody's pocketing all this money. $10 million for women in Afghanistan. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And this is exactly, and then at the end of all of this just gut-wrenching that you had to watch to see what was in this budget, Donald Trump up and says never again will he sign a budget. Like, who's got any confidence in that? Who would believe that? You know what, Ann Coulter, he tweeted that out. And Ann Coulter responded, "Don't worry, you won't have to. You'll be impeached by then," which is about the truth because he's ripped his base so hard that, you know, I would guarantee you tons of normies are fleeing the Donald Trump ship now and saying, "Hey, we've been duped again, which maybe that's good because there is no political solution to our problems. As we all know listening to this broadcast, there is no political solutions to our problem. You know, Rand Paul, of whom I'm not a fan at all, but this past week he said when the Republicans get the majority, there is no conservative party. Wow, that could not have been better said. Now, I've got a couple of clips here that I just want to play just to give you an idea of what the normies are hearing about this, okay? And I don't know what, 5-6 weeks ago, I played a couple of clips from Rush Limbaugh, and I'm in a situation right now where most days I listen to Rush Limbaugh, and not necessarily by choice always, but I wanted you to hear what Rush Limbaugh said. This was prior to him signing the bill. You know, he had tweeted out, and it was on Drudge, that he may veto the bill. Now, I found this interesting. My very own congressman voted against the bill. Those that live in this area, Virginia Fox, voted for the bill. But I was somewhat surprised that Congressman Ted Budd had the good sense not to vote for it. He did vote no against it. But I've got two clips here of Rush Limbaugh from yesterday. Let's play video zero, Sam. Okay, let's play clip one, and then after clip one, let's play clip zero. It's the fourth one that I sent. But
that this budget is designed to separate Trump voters from Trump. This budget is designed to make Trump voters think that Trump's presidency is irrelevant. This budget is designed to make Trump voters conclude, you know what, there isn't going to be a wall. And there isn't going to be anything serious in immigration. And so having Trump be president is meaningless. That's what this budget is designed to make you think. But after it's signed into law, it's 2,200 pages. There is no way anybody could have read all of it and digested it in the limited time they had before the vote. Now, greetings, folks. Rush Limbaugh on line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about is fine. Telephone number 800-282-2882. And if you want to send an email, it's lrushbaugh@eibnet.us. So the president is threatening to veto the omnibus budget deal over the lack of funding for the wall and the fact that the Democrats don't care about the DACA fix. Their baby, and they don't care about it. Mr. President, that's chump change compared to the other reasons why you should veto this thing. Now, the drive-bys and a number of people, he can't veto it. He can't veto it. Many members have already gone home and are traveling internationally on the beginning of their two-week recess vacation. Oh, that's why he can't veto it. This budget is a slap in the face. This budget is the Washington establishment, both parties, telling Donald Trump to go to hell is what this budget is. And they're doing it with smiles on their faces.
All right, that was clip one. Let's go ahead and play, that was clip zero. Let's go ahead and play clip one. It's 4 minutes and 54 seconds into it to 9 minutes and 43 seconds. It's just a little bit more of what is actually in this bill.
Apart from the absence of any dealing with the DACA kids, the immigration aspects of this budget are nothing more than a huge victory for the open borders people. A huge victory for the anti-enforcement of immigration law people. Nancy Pelosi was gloating on the floor of the House. She said to the president, if you want to think you're getting a wall, you just think it and sign the bill. I mean, they're openly challenging. They're openly mocking Trump. Oh, you think you're going to get a wall? Well, go ahead and sign the budget. See if you get it. They think they've got the guy. They think they have hoodwinked him. They think that they have tricked him into basically making the rest of his presidency irrelevant. The administration wanted an increase in the number of ICE agents. This budget rejects that request. Many of those agents were supposed to work on worksite enforcement, meaning making sure that companies were not hiring illegals and hiding them and sheltering them. Those agents are not going to be hired. They're not paid for. The Democrats have made sure that American employees who profit off illegal immigration are going to have less to worry about because there aren't going to be hardly any agents at all running around trying to find people, illegal aliens who've been hired. In addition, the amount of space for detention of apprehended illegal aliens has been reduced to less than what is currently being used, meaning we're going to face an overcrowded situation to the point it's going to be of no use arresting illegal immigrants because there will be no place to hold them. There was a request by the Trump administration for additional space, additional detention space, especially given the continued high levels of unaccompanied minors and family units that are still pouring into the country. So essentially, the House has voted to continue a policy of catch and release, where illegal aliens, as under Obama, are apprehended and then let go. That is not going to change. There is no mechanism to detain additional, in fact, the space has been reduced. Sanctuary cities, measures that would have restricted money to sanctuary cities, were stricken from the budget bill. Sanctuary cities will continue to thrive. Measures that would have taken money away from sanctuary cities were rejected, meaning the money from the budget in Washington will continue to be spent and allocated to support sanctuary cities. When you get to the aspect of the budget dealing with the actual border wall, the budget provides money for 33 miles of new fencing on the Texas border. Are you ready for this? This budget specifies that none of the budget and none of the construction may resemble the wall prototypes that the Border Patrol has been testing for the past few months. The budget put together by the Republicans in the House of Representatives specifically states that whatever limited funds are used on fencing for 33 miles in Texas cannot resemble anything to do with the border wall prototypes that Trump went out and looked at the other day. In other words, the budget does everything it can to erase the whole concept of a wall, paying for a wall, and anything that looks like those prototypes that Trump went out to visit. The budget bill also prohibits any kind of border between the Santa Ana National Wildlife Refuge, which is a bird sanctuary on the Rio Grande in South Texas. Now,
all right, that's the end of it there. I just wanted to run down the list. Fund sanctuary cities. I mean, how does everyone feel, like myself, that went out and voted for Trump? Duped again, I would imagine. Duped again. I mean, how pitiful. And guess what? It gets better. Listen to this. Congress gives itself a bonus in the omnibus. Now, I watched the NBC World News last night, and, of course, they left that out. The House and Senate increased their very own budgets in the $1.3 trillion spending bill. The Senate increased its total salaries of officers and employees by $12.6 million in the 2,232-page bill that lawmakers had fewer than 48 hours to read. Aside from giving their own institutions a bonus, the omnibus gives away millions to prevent elderly falls, promote breastfeeding, and fight excessive alcohol use. The legislation increases the Senate budget to $919.9 million, up $48 million from 2017. So actually in the budget, they increased their very own salaries as well, at least the Senate did. It just goes on and on and on. The Senate also increased its expense account as its expenses allowance are going from $177,000 to $192,000, a $15,000 increase there. I mean, I could continue. $500 million for Planned Parenthood, $500 million, half a billion freaking dollars. You remember the useless lip service Trump portrayed around during the rallies before the election. So, I mean, it's just unfreaking unbelievable. I mean, it's the Republican Party. They really don't have sense enough to govern. Here, Trump is elected president, and the traitorous Republican Party has the House and the Senate, and the very best they can do is continue the sellout and destruction of America, knowing full well that the reason the people voted for Donald Trump was the reasons they voted for Donald Trump was they thought that possibly there could be an end to all of this. Now, we had a caller last week that brought up these red flag laws, and that was the call of the week. I read the article, and you know, he was saying last week during that phone call that we were being wholesale sold out by Donald Trump. Well, by golly, I believe he was right on the red flag laws for sure. And then John Bolton, and a look at this budget. You know, I didn't want to play too much Rush Limbaugh, but Rush Limbaugh went on to say, which I thought was really somewhat amazing coming from Rush Limbaugh, that the huge increases in the military budget made him wonder, was war in the future? Did they know they were going to war in the future, so they wanted to go ahead and get the military in the position? Possibly. I mean, these warmongering lunatics, and to bring John Bolton, of all people, in as a national security advisor. And later in the broadcast, I've got a clip. I know Patrick had played it, but I had not seen it, actually, till yesterday, of John Bolton being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. We will get to that a little later in the broadcast. And if we have time, I've got some great Ken O'Keefe from this month. I mean, if anyone's out there shredding it straight down the way the truth is, and I know there's more than just Ken O'Keefe, but Ken O'Keefe is certainly one. I mean, he has, and of course he's under attack from YouTube and everyone else, as you can imagine, but he has really had some excellent video. I watched several in the last few days, and he really, but how about on the border? Well, it's a fence, 33 miles of a fence, course 33. But you can't, it can't even be anything like the prototypes. What a fool to have signed. It just proves what many of you have said, and all of us have wondered, and it's the reality of the situation. There is no political solution that is painfully obvious more clearly daily. All right, so we know that today is the big March for Our Lives. They're actually having one over in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm sure there's others, probably Charlotte, Raleigh. And the good news is it's supposed to rain and snow through this area, and I think the same in Washington, D.C. They're expecting a huge turnout in Washington, D.C. for this March for Our Lives, the youth of America telling their elders what they should do, disarm themselves and turn in their guns. What a bunch of fools. And the ones they've put on TV, I mean, there's never any counter argument. They don't find some other kid that's well spoken to give the Second Amendment or his point of view. It's always some cucked out lackey or some lesbian looking dyke. And sometimes they're somewhat well spoken. And of course, they're adamant that that we should all be disarmed so that they can have safe schools. They don't talk about any of the violence or integration or the racial conflicts or any of the rest. It's the guns that is the problem. Now, Baltimore, I found this interesting. I got a couple here that's going to...
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Mother, dead.
Into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
for continued war for Israel. If this was happening, something similar to this was happening in Afghanistan or Iraq, or boy, they would be chomping at the bit in Iran, they'd use it for a pretext for war in a heartbeat. But because it's whites in South Africa, it doesn't matter. The poll created in the wake of last week's announcement by Australian Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton that the country was considering giving white South African farmers access to refugee visas offered its participants three reactions to the Australian offer from which to choose. That's wonderful news. Where can I hand in my name to immigrate to Australia? I'm uncomfortable with this. Should Australia rather not negotiate with our government before making such an announcement? I do not understand at all why anyone would want to immigrate to Australia. We live in a land of milk and honey. As of the writing, 85% had chosen option one, 4% option two, and 10% option three. So there you have the story, man. What a situation that is. And then, I mean, if anyone, I know no one listening to this broadcast needs it, but if anyone needs proof that the mainstream media does nothing but pick and choose stories and malign and lie and try to persuade and manipulate the American people, by golly, that's it, because you won't see that anywhere in mainstream media. Now, I mentioned earlier that while Donald Trump is on his Make Myself a Fool All Week tour, he appointed, of all people, John Bolton. And I despise even seeing John Bolton, just like seeing John McCain or Lindsey Graham. There's a whole host. I could go down a long list. I won't bother you with that at the moment. But Nancy Pelosi. John Bolton. Tucker Carlson took him to task. And so, Sam, we're going to go ahead and play video two, Tucker Carlson.
News reports, a lot of them suggest he could be the next national security advisor. So the following question is more relevant than ever. What does Ambassador Bolton think is the greatest threat to America today? Ambassador Bolton joins us tonight. Great to see you, Ambassador.
Glad to be here.
So it feels like we're moving kind of in slow motion toward a conflict with Iran and Russia in Syria. Do you think we are?
Well, I think that's one possibility. I think the Iranians have clearly gamed what they plan to do after the defeat of the ISIS territorial caliphate.
Yes.
I think they were thinking of it when our strategists were not thinking of it, and we're now suffering the consequences with Iran literally on Israel's border, flying drones into Israeli airspace. I don't think that's the really most dangerous aspect of the Middle East, though. I still think it's Iran's support for terrorism and its continued effort to get deliverable nuclear weapons.
Right. So obviously Iran was greatly empowered by the fall of Saddam. I think in retrospect we can concede that. There haven't been any Iran-sponsored terror attacks in this country that I'm aware of in the last 25 years. There have, of course, been many, many, many sponsored by Saudi Arabians of the Gulf states and the Sunni Arab world. So why should we see Iran as our primary threat?
Because Iran, for many decades, has been the world's central banker of international terrorism, funding Shia, Sunni terrorists on an equal opportunity basis, providing arms to them, as they do to Hamas in the Gaza Strip. So it's their support for terrorism generally that should concern us, not necessarily specific attacks in the United States.
But, I mean, in order to, you know, commit American troops and the billions it takes to prosecute any kind of conflict, wouldn't you want to go after the people who are attacking us here first?
Yeah. Well, nobody's talking about committing massive amounts of troops. What we have to worry about, I think, most importantly, is the threat of North Korea's nuclear weapons program, which is more advanced than Iran's. But it all ties together in the Middle East. You may have seen reports recently of a UN inspector's study of North Korea selling chemical weapons, precursor chemicals, and equipment to manufacture chemical weapons to Syria,
right,
likely financed by Iran. So there's a palpable threat of weapons of mass destruction, something President Trump acted against earlier in his term, that the North Koreans have brought into the Middle East with Iran's participation.
I believe that they're all bad places. Though in 2015, you wrote a piece for the New York Times saying we ought to bomb Iran. in order to stop their weapons program.
That's not quite what I said. That's what the New York Times headline said.
Right. Well, that's how I read it anyway.
As you know, they write the headlines and the op-ed writer.
Right. But I don't think that's the only time you call for armed conflict with Iran. But if we had done that then, where do you think we'd be now?
Well, I think Israel could have done it 15 years before and we'd be in a much better place, as Israel itself and the United States are in a better place today for Israel having bombed Saddam Hussein's nuclear reactor in 1981 and for Israel having bombed the reactor that North Korea was building in Syria in September of 2007.
So you've called for regime change in Iraq, Libya, Iran, and Syria. In the first two countries, we've had regime change, and obviously it's been, I'd say, a disaster. I think we agree.
No, I don't agree with that. And let me.
You don't think it's been a disaster?
No, because to argue that, you have to argue, let's just take Iraq to begin with, you have to argue that everything that followed from the fall of Saddam Hussein followed inevitably, solely, and unalterably from the decision to overthrow him. And that's simply not
true. I would never argue that. I'm merely arguing the macro picture. Since you just said that Iran is the single greatest threat to us and to that region, I think you'll concede that Saddam was the greatest counterbalance to Iran, and they were empowered by his fall. So I think it's fair to say if you think Iran is the real threat that way, you know, it's kind of hard to defend that decision, right?
No, because I think your analysis is simple-minded, frankly.
Okay.
The Iranian threat, which stems from the revolution of 1979, was underway quite apart from what Saddam Hussein was doing. The Iranians have been trying to get nuclear weapons for 25 years.
So you don't think Saddam made Iran stronger?
I think it made the fall of Saddam, no, did not make Iran stronger. What made Iran stronger ultimately was the withdrawal of American forces in 2011.
So if you, I'm not saying you're the only person who thinks that. You're the only person I've met who thinks that. What would you say if you could sum up the one lesson from what has happened in Iraq? What would it be?
Well, I think the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, that military action, was a resounding success. I think the mistakes that were made subsequently, setting up the Coalition Provisional Authority and others that followed from it, are lessons about what to do after a regime is overthrown. But I'd also point out, because of President Bush's surge policy, when his administration ended, stability had returned to Iraq. It was not a place you'd go for vacation.
Right.
But he turned it over to Barack Obama, and it fell apart subsequently. And the point I think you need to understand is that life is complicated in the Middle East. And when you say, well, the overthrow of Saddam Hussein was a mistake, is simplistic.
I would argue that I'm the one who understands how complicated it is, but just my view.
It's your long experience in foreign policy.
Better record than yours, I would say. But thank you, Ambassador. Good to see you.
Sure.
All right, how about that? Better record than yours. Still trying to defend these ridiculous wars in the Middle East. We all know what the outcome has been. I think everyone listening to this broadcast knows why these wars took place. And to appoint this neocon warmongering hawk to national security advisor, and then on top of this budget, this bloated, ridiculous budget that we just seen, which adds millions and millions of dollars to the defense budget, when we spend more than the next nine countries combined, it really does make it look like we are on the road to a huge war. And Syria is the perfect situation to be the powder keg to get this thing going. And it's really sad. I mean, these same old tired faces with their lies paraded back out again. I had a question, was John Bolton part of PNAC? I don't think he was. I don't know that for certain, but I don't think he was. But he's a warmonger. He's out justifying the murderous rampage which we took part in across the Middle East. And, you know, it goes back to Oded Yanan's plan. I think that book was written in 1983. Ken O'Keefe references it often. If you haven't ever, it's online. I've never seen where you could actually buy a copy of the book. You can read it online, and it is, I mean, it's undeniable, really, that this was all pre-planned, and it is the greater Israel project and the destabilization of Libya, Egypt, Iraq, and the attempted destabilization Syria really is proof positive in the year 2018 that this agenda has successfully been carried out. None of this, do I believe, is any type of random happenstance. It's all being done by design. They're taking us where they want us to go. The smoke and mirrors is the two sides fighting against it, when in reality what happened yesterday with the budget is the Republicrats and the Democrats continuing the sellout destruction of America, and Donald Trump willingly taking part in it. I mean, it's just everyone's going to have to come to the conclusion that there's not a political solution. And I know that's sad, you know, I don't get any pleasure out of saying it, but I mean, just look at it. I mean, the Republican Party has stood as a stumbling block to the entire Trump agenda, even though, you know, they saw the people go out and vote for Donald Trump in droves and pull the upset, if it was, it might have all been orchestrated, from Hillary the Shield Clinton. So here we are. So I thought that was interesting. Now to give you a little window of insight into who John Bolton is, a liar, a warmonger, and you can see that he wants to set his sights on these warmongers like that. John Bolton's Jewish. They won't be happy until they have false flagged us into some type of world war, I assume, with Iran and Russia. And so, you know, I don't know. It's a mad, 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 mad world. How about this one? NewObserverOnline.com. Knesset endorses bill defining Israel as a nation for Jews. I thought this was done. I thought they did this May 1st, 1948. I didn't know that was, that they were, that this has been lingering around for some time. The Israeli Parliament's Ministerial Committee for Legislation this week approved the long-delayed nation-state bill for its first reading, which, when passed, will further restrict immigration to Jews only and enshrine Israel as the national home of the Jewish people. I didn't know. I guess maybe I'm the only one. I thought that was done long ago. And to further restrict immigration, I thought it was as strict as it could be. It's down to a DNA test. The bill will now go to the Knesset plenum for a preliminary vote, following which it will be combined with a Justice Ministry version of the bill. The ministry has 60 days to draft its own version of the bill. The so-called nationality law will create a basic law stating that Israel is the nation state of the Jewish people. Under such a basic law, Israel law must be interpreted according to this principle. I just thought it was interesting. I'm not going to spend much time on it. The bill also makes Hebrew the country's official language. You know, it also addresses such issues as national symbols and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, while over here, remember how...
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Just ask who, why does the pain in the children?
We are in set.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.